We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A little curious. I don't think Terrell Lewis of Alabama will be there, but a Curtis Weaver of Boise State, mm-hmm. a Julian Okwara of Notre Dame, all edge guys that I think would be really good value there. A Josh Uche of Michigan would be good value. Someone that may slip a little bit, super productive in college, a pretty low ceiling, but is going to be a good player, a Bradley and I of Utah, that's got really good pass rush skills.
That is Chris Landry from Landry Football was on with us recently talking about some pass rush options for the Bills without a first-round pick now. Scheduled their first selection now would be number 54 overall in round two. Thanks for hanging out with us on this lovely Wednesday. Sun is out and temps headed up as the week goes on. We'll get up into the 50s this weekend, so that'll be good. 803-0550 to join us this morning, 888-550-2550. And one of the... Well, we're doing a lot of talk about the draft. That is still going on as scheduled. Here it is April 1st. Tomorrow will be 3 weeks out. And pass rush, edge rusher, even with what's happened here in the offseason, the signings could still be an area the Bills would like to address in the draft. Now, they don't have a pick in round one. I'm not sure if this guy will be there in round two, but one of the players that's getting a lot of play in terms of the edge rusher group is a guy that maybe you haven't seen play. And that is Curtis Weaver from Boise State. You've probably heard some draft experts that we've had on this show talk about him. I thought, all right, we need to find out a little bit more about this kid. So we're going to the Western Hotline, and Boise State play-by-play man Bob Beeler is joining us right now. Bob, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Thanks for coming on with us, first of all.
You're welcome. And what, people in Buffalo don't stay up and watch a lot of games that begin at 10:15, 10:30 Eastern time?
Oh, really? No. The Mountain West and the Pac-12 are a rumor to me, Bob. I'll make it to that 8 o'clock game, and by halftime, I'm probably beginning to fall asleep.
Well, we start at 10 most of the time, your time, because they usually have a game that kicks off at 8, and, you know, it's tough. And, you know, our people would love to be able to play in those games that start at noon Eastern time, so you guys can see us, very early in the day.
Hey, for a while now, Bob.
Doesn't usually happen.
I was going to say, it's been a long stretch here. Maybe it's not Gonzaga college basketball, but Boise State football has been entertaining and successful for a long time now.
It has, and I think that when you look at, what Boise State has been able to do, started out as a junior college, and, they've won championships in every league they've been in, and they've been in three BCS games over the years. They've won a lot of big, important non-conference games. It's a school that, is a very much an up-and-coming school. And I think that, when you look at what Coach Peterson did and then now what Coach Harsin's doing, but if you go all the way back, each coach, and I think this is maybe what has kind of set the program apart, each coach is really seemingly taking it almost better than the guy did before. So, and I think a lot of that credit goes to, the people in town, the people in the state, the campus, because, they have never had really a lull. You look at a lot of teams where, all of a sudden, this coach leaves and the next coach goes like 4-8, and that's not happened here.
I'm a little bit somewhat off target from where I was going, but while we have you, I was going to say I've never been to Idaho, and we all know about the blue turf. I mean, they're famous for the blue turf, but I know when we have talked to guys from the football team here, the UB team would have gone out there and played in a bowl game. a few years ago, maybe San Diego State. And they were talking about, had a great time, loved it, wonderful community. It was a very special week, really went out of, people went out of their way to make sure they were welcomed out there, and everybody really loved the experience in Boise.
Yeah, it's great. So I'm sure that maybe some people can come out another time. Mac is, I think, still in the conference, so he's still in the bowl tie-in. So maybe you can hitch a ride with them next time.
Curtis Weaver, Bob, I got you on because the draft experts were getting on, hey, you know, are mentioning him as a guy, you know, after you get past the Chase Youngs of the world and maybe get a little bit deeper into the edge rushers, his name has come up consistently. He put up great stats at Boise State, very good sack stats. What made him so successful when it comes to pass rush ability?
Well, he's got a very good motor, and he's a guy that I think studies really hard. I think he's a guy that has just gotten better ever since he's been here. He came in as a true freshman, and when he came on campus or when they recruited him, he was 300 pounds, and he now weighs 265. Wow. So he is a guy that I think has kind of transformed his body. I think he's a guy that, you know, has taken advantage of, you know, with some other guys on the team that are pretty good, where, you know, he gets one-on-one matchups and has done a nice job at coming in for, you know, and getting sacks. He's a playmaker. I think the biggest thing for him would be, you know, where are they going to use him? I mean, are they going to make him more of a defensive end? I don't know that he maybe is big enough for that. Or is he going to be more of a just a, you know, a situational pass rusher? I think, you know, defensive end, outside linebacker. You know, he didn't get into coverage a whole lot. Did a little bit more as the, you know, as the time went along. And I think that, you know, I think he's somebody that's going to be good. We've had a lot of good players at Boise State that have played in the NFL on defense. I don't know that he's going to be quite as good as, say, Leighton Vander Esch with the Cowboys. But, you know, I think he'll be a good, solid NFL player, you know, if Buffalo would take him. And when, you know, when last year started, a lot of people thought maybe he'd be a one. But now I think a lot of people are thinking he might be a two. So Bills probably, what, drafted mid-late second round? Is that where they are?
54, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. You know, I would think, you know, I mean, he could be gone by then, depending on, you know, what somebody's looking for. But, you know, if he's there at that point, I think you guys would be getting a good guy to, you know, especially if you need somebody to rush the passer, because he's pretty good.
Bob, what do you think about, you know, you're out there all the time, you see all the football there and in that conference. And, you know, I was thinking about when the Bills were looking for a quarterback, and we were talking about Josh Allen among the guys a couple years ago. We'd always get – one of the things that's quite honestly scared me about Josh Allen was when they stepped out of conference and he played a Power 5 team, his numbers were awful. Like, he had some really bad games. What do you think about the whole, well, you know, this kid Weaver, he's good, but what would he do if he was in a played against Power 5 competition, not non-Power 5 teams, and how does that make it any tougher to evaluate and project these guys in the pros?
Well, I think first of all, on the Allen thing, one of the Wyoming teams, the second year that he was the big-time starter, his last year, they weren't that good. They didn't have that much around him. The year before, they had a lot around him. So I think sometimes, especially in a quarterback situation, it's difficult when your weapons around you aren't as good as, you know, what the other team has. So I think sometimes, you know, when you talk about playing in a Power 5 thing, you would have other people around you that would probably be maybe a little bit better. So that might help you. I think good ones would be good at whatever level they're at for the most part. So I think, you know, maybe you kind of look at it, but when you look at the NFL, there's players that excel all over the places that, you know, if you pick the right kid, you know, kid D2 or D3 can make it in the NFL. So I wouldn't be as worried that, you know, that he hasn't played for a Power 5. I think that to me wouldn't be it. To me would be, you know, whether you think with whatever scheme you're having, if you think he's a fit with you, would be what I would be looking at more than I would be looking at what school somebody played at.
The other thing I wanted to bring up before we let you go was there's an offensive tackle too. Is it Cleveland? Is the guy's name?
Yeah, Cleveland.
Is he considered one of the better tackles?
Oh yeah, I think he. And he's a guy that has, you know, had an unbelievable combine. He was hurt last year a lot for us, where he played but he didn't practice all much of the year. He came out early, like Weaver. Boise State's had a long run of players that have come out, you know, now Weaver redshirted, so he's been there 4 years. But Cleveland is very well thought of. I think Cleveland's going to be a first-round pick. I don't think he's going to get out of the first round.
All right.
So if you wanted him, I think you guys would have to trade up.
Yeah, no, right. Because it sounds like there are maybe four or five first-round offensive tackles, and it would seem like, you know, I'm not sure what's on the board at 54, and I wouldn't expect them to trade back into round one for a tackle at this point. So
probably not. And I think like anything in the draft, you know, it always seems like there's a run on certain positions that somebody will take somebody, and then somebody will trade in that wants that position, and then it'll go. But, you know, I would say, you know, as far as Weaver goes, works extremely hard. I think he's a very good team player. He was a good leader for us. So, you know, I think he'd be a solid player if the Bills got him in the second round. So, you know, hey, it'll be interesting if the draft's going on. He had 15 visits lined up, and I don't know whether Buffalo was one of the 15, but, you know, nobody's getting visits.
Right. So, they're doing virtual.
I think this year, it's going to be a little bit different that if he was at the combine, but you know, if you didn't see somebody, you know, I would think the number of people that get picked that didn't go to the combine this year is going to be lower. I think, or later in the pick, because I think you might not want to take somebody you haven't met or haven't seen, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. It's the only thing basically that's going on as scheduled, right?
Right. Everything else we're waiting and watching or wondering. Hey, Bob, thanks.
Yeah, I don't know how old you guys are, but I remember when the draft was basically you just got the list the day. You know, I remember when I was in high school, the first time it was televised was, I think I was a junior in high school the first time it was televised. And I remember before that, you just look in the paper the next day and they'd list, you know,
right,
15 names or however many they had. So, you know, maybe that's how they're going to do the draft this year. You kind of just get the names.
Yeah, now look at it. Yeah, it had become a great idea. I would think about last year's draft in Nashville and the draft in Chicago and what they were playing. I was looking forward to seeing like Roger Goodell on some water, you know, some floating draft table or something like that. You know?
Although, I could see it being a good visual thing out there where they were talking about doing it, but Nashville, they had so many people down that street watching, or Philadelphia when they did it at the Rocky Steps. I don't know how many people could have actually been there watching.
Yeah, right.
Based on the way they were talking, but I guess we'll never know, or they'll have to bring it back maybe next year.
Yeah, I think they're Vegas, I think, is going to try and get the 2022 draft at this point. So
they probably give it back to them.
Bob, thanks. I know it's early out there. Thanks for getting up and coming on with us this morning.
You're welcome.
Stay safe.
Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.